Today we're making a distorted jungle dub Siren in Ableton Live 12, and we're aiming for that rag-infused chaos that cuts straight through a breakbeat. The goal is not just a weird synth noise. We want something that feels like a sound system warning, a hype callout, a transition weapon, and a nasty little dub-wise accent all at once. If you've never built a Siren like this before, don't worry. We're going to keep it beginner-friendly, use stock Ableton devices, and build the sound step by step. The main idea is simple. Start with a basic Siren tone, add movement, push it through distortion, shape it with filters and EQ, then give it space with delay. After that, we'll make it rhythmic so it actually works with jungle drums instead of floating awkwardly on top. First, create a new MIDI track and load up Waveedable or Analog. Either one works, so choose whichever you feel more comfortable with. If you want a flexible modern starting point, go with Waveedable. If you want a simpler old-school vibe, Analog is a great choice. For Waveedable, start with Oscillator 1 on a sine or triangle wave. That gives you a smooth core. Then bring in Oscillator 2 with a saw wave, but keep it lower in the mix. You can detune it slightly, or even set it an octave down or up depending on how rude you want it to feel. A low-pass filter with moderate resonance is a great place to begin. Don't overthink the exact numbers at first. Just aim for a tone that already feels like it wants to wobble and bark. If you're using Analog, keep it classic. One saw, one square or pulse, and a small amount of detune between them. That thicker oscillator blend is perfect for that grimy jungle warning signal energy. Now let's give it that dub siren motion. A dub siren is all about movement. If it just holds one note with no changes, it gets boring fast. In Waveedable, assign an LFO to either pitch or filter cutoff. Keep the rate slow at first, maybe around an eighth note or a half note feel. A smooth triangle or sine shape works well if you want a classic wobble. If you want it to feel more frantic and aggressive, speed it up a little and make the movement sharper. In Analog, you can use an LFO or pitch envelope to create that same sense of life. A little bit goes a long way here. The sound should feel unstable, but not totally random. You want controlled chaos. A really useful beginner trick is to write the MIDI phrase like a call and response. Don't just hold one note forever. Try a long note on beat 1, a short note on the off beat of 2, and another hit on beat 4. That already starts to feel like the siren is answering the drums. Jungle and Rag-A-D-N-B love that kind of dialogue between elements. Now it's time to make it rude. Add saturator after the synth. This is where the tone starts to get that gritty, aggressive edge. Push the drive somewhere around plus 6 to plus 12 dB to start, and turn soft clip on. If the sound gets too loud, pull the output down so you're gain staging properly. That part matters. If the synth is already smashing into the distortion too hard, you can lose the musical character and just end up with ugly clipping. We want saturation that reacts musically. If you want even more bite, add overdrive after saturator. You can focus the drive somewhere around the mid-range, roughly between 700 Hz and 2000 Hz, depending on the sound. This is a great way to make the siren stab through the mix without needing a huge amount of volume. In drum and bass, that mid-range aggression is what makes things feel enormous. Next, we shape the movement with auto filter. This is where the sound starts to feel intentional. You can use a bandpass filter if you want that ragga-style nasal scream, or a low-pass filter if you want something darker and more menacing. Resonance is your friend here, but use it carefully. If the resonance gets too extreme, the sound can turn painfully sharp. A moderate to high amount is usually enough. Try automating the cutoff so it opens right before a snare or at the end of a phrase. That little sweep creates tension instantly. Even a tiny filter move can make the siren feel like it's reacting to the track, not just sitting on top of it. That's a big part of what makes this style feel alive. If your siren sounds too thin, add a second layer. This can be another instrument track, or just duplicate the first one and process it differently. A simple supporting layer could be an operator sine wave pitch down an octave, or another Waveedable patch with a square wave. Keep this layer quiet. It should add weight, not take over. If the siren gets muddy, high pass the main layer. If the layer gets too buzzy, low pass it a bit. This is one of the best beginner moves for making a sound feel more like a proper bassline weapon and less like a toy synth. A layered siren can become a real part of the arrangement instead of just a novelty effect. Now we can widen it a little, but be careful here. A little chorus ensemble can make the siren sound bigger and more alive. Keep the effect subtle. Slow rate, low amount, and a gentle mix is usually enough. You can also use utility to control the stereo width. Just remember that in drum and bass, especially jungle, too much whitening can make the sound fall apart in the mix. Keep the important energy centered enough to stay solid. Now for the part that really gives it the dub flavor. Echo. This is where the chaos gets delicious. Add echo after your distortion and filtering. Start with a time like 1/8, 1/8 dotted, or 1/4. Set feedback somewhere around 20-45%, and darken the repeat so they don't fight the main sound. A little modulation can help the delay feel more organic, but keep it subtle. Dry/wet around 10-25% is a good starting zone. If you want proper dub style, use delay throws rather than having the echo running constantly. That means the delay should show up on select hits or selected moments in the phrase. One of the best ways to do this is to map the delay controls to macros in an audio effect rack, so you can bring the chaos in only when you want it. That way, the siren stays punchy in the groove and explodes into space when you need drama. After that, clean things up with EQ8. This step matters more than people think. Distorted sirens can get harsh very quickly, especially in the upper mids. Use a high pass if the sound doesn't need any low end. A cut somewhere around 80-150 Hz is often enough. If the sound feels boxy or muddy, dip a little around 200-500 Hz. If it's stabbing your ears too hard, try easing back around 2.5-5 kHz. And if the top end gets fizzy, a gentle shelf cut above 10 kHz can help. The main thing is not to destroy the attitude. We're not trying to make it polite. We're just making it musical and mix ready. If the siren is jumping around too much in volume, add a compressor or glue compressor. Keep it light. A ratio around 2:1 or 4:1. Medium attack, medium fast release, and just a few dB of gain reduction is usually enough. This helps the sound sit more consistently over your drums, especially when the arrangement starts getting busy. Now let's think like arrangers, not just sound designers. A jungle dub siren works best when it behaves like a performance element. Use it sparingly. Think accent, not lead. That's a big coach note here. If the siren plays constantly, your ear stops noticing it. But if it shows up at the right moments, it feels huge every time. A really effective way to place it is to answer the snare. Try putting siren hits right after a snare, or in the little gaps before a kick. Another good move is to use it at the end of a four-bar phrase, where it can act like a warning before the next section slams in. That call and response energy is classic jungle. At this point, one of the most powerful tricks is to resample the siren. Solo the track, record it onto a new audio track, and then start chopping the audio. Reverse little bits, warp the tail, pitch shift sections, and maybe hit the audio clip with even more distortion if it needs extra grime. This is how you get that raw, system-bounced character that feels perfect for jungle and ragga DNB. Once you've got a version you like, build an audio effect rack around it and map a few important macros. Good choices are drive, filter cutoff, delay feedback, delay mix, stereo width, and output gain. This turns the siren into something you can actually perform with while arranging. You'll be able to bring in more chaos for transitions, then pull it back when the groove needs space. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't over-distort it. Too much drive can flatten the movement and make the sound harsh instead of powerful. Second, don't forget rhythm. A static siren gets old fast. Third, watch the low end. Unless you specifically want it as a bass layer, high pass it and let your sub do its job. Fourth, be careful with stereo widening. Too much width can create phase issues and weaken the impact. And fifth, don't ignore harsh upper mids. That's where sirens can get painful if you leave them unchecked. If you want to go darker, heavier, or more stylized, there are a few fun variations. For a police radio kind of vibe, make the tone thinner, use more aggressive high-pass filtering, and shorten the delay. For a warehouse alarm feel, add a bit more metallic brightness and use ping-pong delay with darker repeats. For a jungle monster version, drop one layer an octave and push the saturation harder. And if you want a dub echo weapon, focus less on the dry source and more on the tail itself. Let the delay become the feature. Here's a quick practice move you can try right now. Build a 4-bar siren phrase with notes on bar 1 beat 1, bar 2 beat 4, bar 3 beat 2, and bar 4 beat 4. Add saturator, auto filter, echo and EQ8. Then automate the filter cutoff so it rises over the 4 bars, increase delay feedback in the last bar, and push the distortion a little harder at the end. Finally, resample the result and chop one of the echo tails into a fill. That exercise alone will teach you a lot about how the sound works in an arrangement. So to recap, you've now built a distorted jungle dub siren in Ableton Live 12 that can add serious ragga energy to your DNB productions. Start with a simple synth tone. Add movement with pitch, filter, or LFO modulation. Distort it in stages with saturator and overdrive. Shape it with auto filter and EQ8. Add dub space with echo. Resample it for extra grit. And most importantly, automate it so it feels like a performance, not just a static effect. If you keep it controlled, rhythmic, and a little bit dangerous, this siren can become one of the most hype elements in your whole track.